Spartan Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, Communication Network, and, our regularly scheduled guest hasn't arrived yet, so it'll be you and me, and if you'd like to call in, our number is 877-254-7524, that's 877-254-7524. Now maybe we'd start talking about the dreaded swine flu. And if you really read the newspapers carefully, as I do, and you find out that over in Great Britain they're telling the people that they're maybe planning on having just large pits to put the bodies into in those areas where there's a shortage of grave sites. They've got to do something with all the bodies they're going to have, and so they'll either have large pits to put the people into, or if there are graves, we'll have to shorten the length of the graveside ceremony because there are going to be so many people dying of the dreaded swine flu. And then, of course, here in the United States, why you're getting all ready for the next wave of this terrible epidemic. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest fraud of all time. As of, August the 21st, 522 people had died in the United States of this disease in 4 months. Of course, 80% of them were in poor health, so that means that probably a little over 100 people have died over a period of 4 months of this dreaded pandemic. There have only been 1,400 and a little more than 1,400 cases died in the entire world of this terrible pandemic, and some countries have just a few cases, but they're counted as part of the 168 nations that where they, of course, they have this dreaded pandemic. If there's ever been a propaganda campaign to frighten the people into taking a vaccination, it's this one. Now, why at this specific time? Well, where did the disease come from? We don't know. We know it didn't come from swine flu, didn't come from swine, because they don't have antibodies to the disease. They don't get the disease. This is a very complex virus, the sort you'd make in the laboratory. There are components of avian flu from North America and from the avian flu and swine flu from North America, swine flu from Asia, and a human. How would you get them all together? Well, the CDC says it must have evolved from some other virus. That's what happened. The virus started to reconstitute itself. You know how viruses reconstitute themselves, like people reconstitute themselves. Well, of course, virus is a little simpler than people. But anyway, of course, our friend Wayne Madsen, investigative reporter, tells me, and you can actually hear this in our four tape set on swine flu, that he was contacted by scientists who work in these laboratories. They said this was obviously made in a laboratory. This was obviously made in a laboratory. And yet, of course, they've released this. The propaganda is to get everybody to actually take the vaccination. But what's in the vaccination? Is this being done to make money for the drug companies? They could make up to $49 billion if they give this worldwide. Is this being done to create chaos? Is it being done as a diversion? Is there something in that vaccine that could harm you and your family? The one thing, this is an unnecessary vaccination program, so there is another agenda. Right now, we have a guest on the line, and who's calling in? Who's calling in? Is someone calling in? Well, if they are calling in, they're not saying anything, so let's get back to the subject we're talking about, and that is the dreaded swine flu epidemic. And if there is somebody on the line, please call in again, or let me know, or contact the station there at 877-254-7524. If you want to call in, you have some thoughts on this subject, I'd love to hear from you. If Ralph Everson's on the line, I'd love to hear from him. But under any circumstances, why, right now, we need to understand that there is an agenda behind this swine flu. And according to Wayne Madsen says, and you can actually hear my interview with him in our four-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. Wayne says he thinks that this was done to make money for the drug manufacturers. Our government has put them all the money up, about $1 billion, to develop the vaccine. Put up another $7 to $8 billion to buy the initial 195 million doses, and of course they won't be here probably until the end of October or the early part of November. They're actually trying this on about 450 people, but there are no adjuvants in the vaccine that they're giving experimentally. So they're giving it to 450 adults and children, but there's no adjuvants added. It's the adjuvants that do the damage. And everything we've heard is that they're going to have squalene in this, and they want to give two shots to most people, certainly to the children. But what people don't understand is squalene is not licensed in the United States because it's been used in the past with devastating results, and it creates an autoimmune response that can predispose you to arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and to certainly Sjögren's disease and to allergic colitis where you get constant diarrhea and to dementia and to certainly the multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and certainly all sorts of physical disabilities which are identical to what we saw in the Gulf War syndrome. And of course, the reason we had Gulf War syndrome, I think the primary reason, was because there was squalene in the experimental vaccine they gave to our troops there. What do we know for certain? Well, they did extensive testing of the Gulf War veterans at University of Tennessee, and what they found was that the veterans who had Gulf War illness had antibodies to squalene. The veterans who didn't have Gulf War illness didn't have antibodies to squalene. The government denies they used experimental vaccines, but then they denied that Agent Orange was harmful, even though that they knew it produced all sorts of tumors and sterility and heart disease. And 30 years afterwards, well, they admitted they'd lied. So you can tell when politicians are lying, when government employees are lying, because their lips are moving, and they do what they're told to do. And if you are working for government, if you are in the military, why, of course, you tell the truth, why, you're going to go to prison. And you'll spend maybe the rest of your life in Leavenworth, your crime, you told the truth. We'll come back in just a moment here.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our
country
to the state it's in.
Hello.
Financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge we use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com,
you'll
get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have any thoughts, questions about the swine flu vaccine. And, of course, this is really a very mild disease. Most people will get a little runny nose, body aches. They'll be incapacitated for a few days. Many people don't even get a temperature with this. Many people have the disease, and they don't even know they have the disease. How many people have had it? Well, here in the United States, the government says that there have been, well, they estimate about 2 million people. Now, they could do spot checks in various communities and find out how far the disease has spread. I suspect that possibly even a majority of our people may have had the disease. I do not know that to be a fact, but it's entirely possible. And they could do this very readily by certainly doing spot checks of 100 people in half a dozen towns. But they don't want to do that because they want to convince the American people everybody has to take a shot. Everybody has to take one or two shots. And why? I mean, is this really for profit? Is this to create chaos? Is this a diversion? Or, since we know that squalene has disastrous effects, and there's a report by an Australian vaccine woman, and we've actually, her name escaped me. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, this is Ralph here, Doug Stan.
Oh, hi, Ralph. Well, good. I'm glad we got hold of you. Well, we'll have to go ahead with our discussion of the swine flu vaccine later. But, ladies and gentlemen, help us get the word out. This is a very dangerous injection. You do not want to take it because there are people at the highest levels of our government who believe in euthanasia. There are people at the highest levels of our government who are totally dedicated to population control. And they really want to kill off the majority of the world's population. A group of billionaires got together in June. You can check this out on the internet. And there was Mr. Bloomberg, and there was David Rockefeller, and there was Mr. Soros, and Ted Turner, and Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates, who, you know, totally dedicated to population control. Oprah, planning on how they're going to get rid of the majority of the world's population. And these people are deadly serious. Do you want to take an injection that they're trying to get the American people to take? We'll talk about that later. Anyway, Ralph Everson's with it, one of our favorite guests. A man has given his life to this effort to try to educate the American people about the danger of masonry. And there's probably nobody who knows more about masonry or its influence on the foundation of America than Ralph. So, Cindy, as we look at what's going on today, most people don't understand that there is a statue to the founder, or at least certainly one of the leading voices in masonry in Washington, D.C. That's Albert Pike, and their temple is there, the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C., and certainly the parts of that most people have never got into. My friend Tom Horn got in there, and what did they find out? Why, the Bush family has given over $1 million to Scottish Rite Freemasonry. Isn't that nice of the Bush family? I wonder why they're supporting a satanic organization. And certainly the foundation of Masonry is in worship of Lucifer. Ralph, you pick up this story. Explain to our listeners what this is really all about and why we should be concerned about a secret society that works at the highest level of every level of government.
You mentioned, Dr. Stan, that the temple is in Washington, D.C., 33rd Degree Council Temple. It's 13 blocks from the White House, straight up north, and I don't think that's a coincidence. In fact, on one of the documentaries I saw, they made some comment that they had to influence the post office to give them the number of the building, like 17-something. It's a combination, once again, of 13. So, but that's not, not a coincidence. They intentionally did that. The Masons were one of the major influences in the founding of this nation. And one of the ways you can find that out is by going to the back of your dollar bill. I'm sure we've had this discussion before. Doug Stan and others have probably mentioned it, but it's always good to review it and make it more alive in our life. You can go to the back of the dollar bill, and over the eagle side of the Great Seal of the United States, you'll see what they call a burst. And it's inside there's 13 stars forming a six-pointed star. And if you draw the lines through there, you'll notice you've created one triangle pointing up and one pointing down. And then you pick up that six-pointed star and transfer it over to the pyramid side and drop it down. And you'll notice that five of the 6 points point to letters, and we use it like you would use it on a clock. The 10 o'clock point points to the letter A in Aneut, and the 1 at noon points to a blank space. So we're going to look for 5 letters. And over to the right at the 2 o'clock point, there's points to the letter S in Septus or Coeptus, and then the points to the 8 o'clock points to the N in Novos. The 6 o'clock points to the second O in Ordo, and then the 4 o'clock one points to M. So there's a word in your dictionary called anagram, which is an intentional scrambling of the letters of a word to conceal the real word. And so if you scramble A-S-N-O-M, as we just did, you get the M-A-S-O-N, the Masonic Lodge. So the Masons have been directly involved in the founding of this nation in ways that are incomprehensible. It's just mind-boggling. Now, the second thing you pointed out, Dr. Stan, was that the statue. I found the statue in 1990 when I was in Washington, D.C., at a conference of people like me who were exposing Masonry for what it is. And so I went out there and took a picture of it, and took several pictures of it, and put it in my lecture in 1990, later on that year, and talked about it because it says that Albert Pike, who was the Sovereign Grand Commander, their national leader, was also the leader of the worldwide Masonic movement. Now, frequently today, when you talk to Masons, they'll tell you that Albert Pike didn't speak for the Lodge, he was just another author. In fact, he's been basically discredited, and that simply is not true. That statue's still there. It still proclaims him to be the leader of the worldwide Masonic movement for 32 years. That's quite a long time for a man to be in office. In fact, I believe he died in office. In fact, Albert Pike came to my fair city of Tucson back around 1900, 1903 or something, to instill a group of Masons in Tucson into what the article that was about it, his anniversary of appearing in Tucson, said. He gave them advanced degrees, and I believe that means up to the 33rd. That's just an opinion. I can't prove it. But anyway, so he came to our city in our beautiful temple downtown. Not ours. It's ours, meaning it's in Tucson where I live, but it's not mine. I'm not a Mason. Never been a Mason. But let me tell you this, Dr. Stan. In summary, what should we be concerned about? And I've been studying Masonry since 1985. That's, 20-some years now. And I found it in the 30th degree. Now, let's talk briefly about what does it mean to be a 32nd degree Mason. The first 3 degrees the Mason goes through are called the Blue Lodge. Blue like the color blue, like the color of the sky, blue. Blue Lodge. And you go through those 3 rituals without any prior knowledge. You're not prepared for it. You don't sit down and read something. They don't tell you what's going to happen. You just walk in, and suddenly you're in a ritual where you're going through things, and things are explained to you. You're walking. You've got a noose around your neck, or at least they call it a cable toe. You've got your right foot bared with your pant leg rolled up. Your shirt is open, and you're walking around, and people are whispering in your ear, and they're talking because you're blindfolded. And then when they get over to the other side, you're taken by the, I'm going to call him the vice president, in front of the president. The president says to the vice president, "What is it you seek for this initiate?" Now notice you don't answer if you're going through the ritual. The vice president answers for you, light. Light. L-I-G-H-T, light. And then in the second degree, the same thing happens again, and you're told, the vice president says you're looking for more light. And then the third degree, you're told further light. So you're looking for light. But here's the key. At the end of the third degree, you are told that the light represents the true knowledge of deity. The true knowledge of deity, meaning God. Now, you don't get your true knowledge of deity in the Bible, or in your synagogue, or in your church, or from your pastor, or from a sermon, or from the reading of the scriptures. You get it in the Masonic Lodge, which means you don't need the Bible, you don't need the synagogue, the church, the temple, whatever it is that you're going to. You need to get it in Masonry. Now, you can stop at the third degree, and you'll never directly learn what the true knowledge of deity is. But if you go on and read the book Morals and Dogma, at the 19th degree, you get the next clue. What you're doing is putting together a puzzle, and you're supposed to read, reflect, and study on it. In fact, Albert Pike says, if you reflect my brother, meaning my brother Masons, you will no doubt suspect that some secret teaching was contained in these words, meaning the words of Morals and Dogma. Now, at the 19th degree, it says on page 321, Lucifer the light bearer, is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. Now, you might ask, who is Lucifer, or what is Lucifer? And Lucifer's the name of the devil in the Bible. Lucifer's the devil, Satan, the devil. So you learn that he is the light bearer. Now, the word Lucifer in Latin is the combination of two words, lucis, light, and ferre, or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it. F-E-R-R-E-R, or R-E, I think it is. So that means a bearer. So you got lucis, light, and ferre, or whatever it is, bearer, light, bearer. Lucifer, the light bearer. So now you learn that Lucifer bears the light that you were asking for. And then you are supposed to connect that to what you learned at the end of the third degree, that you learn the true knowledge of deity. That means that you are to reflect and ponder and think, and when you do, you will conclude that Lucifer is the true knowledge of deity. Now let me give you one more evidence that the Masons worship Lucifer, Satan, the devil, as their god. Inside the rituals, they call this great, their god, the great architect of the universe. Not the great builder, not the great creator, he's the architect of the universe. Now, architects do not build anything. Of course, you could say, well, they design buildings for builders who do, but even the builders do not create anything. They take existing materials and change them. As you'll take a tree and cut it down and make 4x4s or 2x4s or whatever wood parts, but the tree already exists. They'll make a brick out of what, clay or mud or something. They'll make hollow concrete blocks. Here in Arizona, we use blocks made out of concrete. They'll take wires made out of copper already existing. So they don't create. The builders in the world today don't create. They'll create using existing materials. And so does the architect. He did not create the universe. Now, let me point out one more thing. In Morals and Dogma, you'll read where Albert Pike wrote that to believe in a creation, meaning a creator God, is a monstrous absurdity. Those are the words he uses. So to believe that there was an act of creation is folly, stupidity. Now, think about that. The universe, the first 10 words the Bible say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. No, he didn't. There was no creation. To believe that is a monstrous absurdity. So if you're a Christian inside the Masonic Lodge, you are being taught by your religion called Masonry that there was no creator God, there was no creation, and that the universe was always here, and it's been created, it rebuilt by the great architect of the universe.
Well, of course, yeah, I think people have to understand that this is basically a Gnostic sect. And this is what the Gnostics believed, that there was another God. And that was a really important God. That was Lucifer. And Albert Pike refers to the fact that this is part of Gnosticism.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Take a drive down a back road somewhere, and what do you see? Farms. It's impossible to miss them. They're everywhere. East Ridge Transportation LLC in Gill reminds us that those miles of golden pastures are what brought America to its feet. The American farmer and rancher, a dependable resource. This message was brought to you by East Ridge Transportation LLC. They want you to know that they're involved in keeping our area a great place to be. East Ridge Transportation LLC, located in Gill, 330-6624.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, of course, is Ralph Epperson, and Ralph has been talking about Masonry and this idea that certainly the God of Masonry, the great architect of the universe, is not the God of the Bible. And certainly this is a Gnostic religion, but the average Mason has no idea. They don't understand. They have to study for a long time before they finally realize, of course, this is all about worship of the other God. Do you think most of them have any glimpse of what this is all about, Ralph? Or do you think they just go along because it's loads of fun and you get ahead and you get certainly all sorts of insurance and you get social benefits from being a member of the Secret Brotherhood?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I want to make this clear that I would dare say that probably only 5% or even less of the Masons in the world believe what we just talked about is true. The average Mason, your father, your brother, in fact, even you as a Mason, you probably don't know this, but I'm telling you, go back to what Albert Pike told you. If you reflect my brother, he's talking to you as a Mason, you will no doubt suspect that some secret teaching was contained in these words. The words are from the book Morals and Dogma. So you can know that there is a secret inside those words. By the way, let me finish with this, Doc Stan. There's even a bigger secret than what we just revealed, that Lucifer is the great architect of the universe. And that is the fact that at the 30th degree, during the way that... I didn't finish that. Let's go back to the Blue Lodge. You can stop at the Blue Lodge, and then we'll talk about the 30th degree. You can stop there, or you can go on if you wish. It's up to you. You can go either or both into the York Rite, which is 10 more degrees for a total of 13, which they claim a Christian rite. I know very little about the York Rite. There's nothing that I can find written about them by them themselves. Or you can go into what they call the Scottish Rite, and that's 29 more degrees for a total of 32. So 3 plus 29 is 32, of course. Now, at the 32, you're through with degrees. There is a 33rd degree above that, but that's honorary. You're invited into that degree, and so you have to get good service, and also, I believe, know the true purpose of Masonry. And that's what I want to talk about, because at the 30th degree, every Mason that goes through the 30th degree takes a sword in his hand, a sword, and swears to destroy Christianity. And once again, you've got to understand, it's veiled and concealed, because they can't say it directly. Or every Christian, or even people who don't believe in Christ, or maybe a Jew or a Buddhist or a Hindu, or don't have any religion at all except the belief in a creator God, would say, wait a minute, I don't want to destroy Christianity, but I'm telling you, that is the purpose of the 30th degree ritual.
And well, could you explain to our listeners what they do in the 30th degree?
Yes, Dr. Stan, thank you for bringing that up. There are three skulls presented to the initiate, and one of them's got a laurel wreath, L-A-U-R-E-L, laurel wreath on it. The other one's got a tiara, and the third one has a crown. Now, the crown is symbolically the symbol of the king or government. Usually the monarchy wears a crown. The tiara is a symbol of the Catholic Church. The Pope wears it, and that goes back. Pike wrote these rituals in 1855 when Catholicism was the major religion of the world, the major Christian religion. We could argue as to whether or not their view of Christ is the correct one, and I'm not going to get into that, but let's just say that Christianity was represented by Catholicism. And the third one is a laurel wreath, which is a sign of victory. If you were in the Olympics back in the early days and you were a Roman contestant and you won, you got a laurel wreath that you could wear as a sign of your victory. They claim that Jacques de Molay, their great hero, who was burnt at the stake by the Catholic Church, and by the way, the King of France, the two of them conspired together to capture the Knights Templar and punish their leader and also many of their members. They burnt Jacques de Molay at the stake in front of Notre Dame Cathedral, I believe it was, in Paris, France. So he was the great hero, the martyr to the cause of keeping secrets and revealing them not at all to anyone. So the laurel wreath represents the victory of Jacques de Molay over government and religion. Notice not only religion, it's Christianity, represented by those two things. So the Mason takes a vow to oppose and destroy tyranny. So they're saying that Christianity and government are tyranny, tyrannical. Now, let me point out to you that the book that replaced Morals and Dogma, a book called
The Bridge to the Light.
That book talks about the fact that Bridge to Light. What was the point I was going to make? Oh, Albert Pike is still the hero, and the rituals are there to they no longer give the book out. That's the point I wanted to make. But it is still official. You can read it, and I would urge any Mason listening to me or a relative of a Mason to read the book Morals and Dogma. Now, they believe that the God of the Bible, in contradiction to what Pike taught, because there are people who believe in the God of the Bible, that the God of the Bible created chaos in the universe. And that's why the slogan of Masonry is Ordo Ab Chao, which means order out of chaos. So they're going to replace the God of the Bible, and that means that the God of the Bible, the Creator God, represented by the Christianity and by the cross and the tiara worn by the Pope and the government, which is represented by the crown, are tyrants. We've got to replace those symbols, not only with the symbols, but with the laurel wreath of Jacques de Molay, meaning we're going to replace God altogether. And then Albert Pike, in another book that he wrote, I think it was called Agenda, said that at the 30th degree, the Mason learned the true purpose of Masonry. The true purpose of Masonry. What is the true purpose? The destruction of Christianity and Christian-style civilization. That's what it means.
We've got somebody calling in. Who's calling in?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Yvonne. I've been wanting to talk to your guest for a long time, but you know what? Our court systems have Masonic symbols on them, and I wanted to know if all judges are Masons, and that's why we can't get justice in this country.
Well, yeah, ma'am, there's no way to know that all the judges are Masons unless they tell us. There's no list. There's no qualification to be a Mason. But I would say that, and Dr. Stan, you can add to this with your comments about the Supreme Court. But I'm very suspicious, because the Masons have ways to identify themselves so that a defendant being charged with a crime can notify the judge with signs and symbols that he's a Mason. And if the judge is a Mason, he will work to free the guilty party. That's the way they work. One of the ways you can confirm that is notice when you stop your car at a stoplight and you look at the bumper, the back of the trunk on the car in front of you, there are Masonic symbols on it.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Yeah, I'm going to hold because I have more questions.
We'll be right back. Hang on, Yvonne.
Okay.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way. The only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Ralph Epperson. Yvonne, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I have one more
Ralph
question.
Ralph basically was saying, Ralph, would you want to repeat what you were saying? Yvonne, let me finish this. Ralph, what were you saying about stopping your car at a stoplight?
Thank you very much. When you stop behind a car, I'll make this very brief, and notice the trunk of the car in front of you. And if it's got these round symbols about 2 inches in diameter, maybe 3 inches in diameter, they're identifying the owner or the driver of that car as being a Mason. And you'll notice they're on the driver's side of the car. What's that?
Are there a series of circles or what?
Yeah, circles. They're very beautiful. This shows the square and the compass or the eastern star or the Shriner hat or whatever it is. And that the purpose of that is to identify the driver of the car as being a Mason. Now notice when a policeman gets out after he stops you, he walks by beside the trunk on his way to the driver. So if he sees those and he's a Mason, he will not give that driver a ticket because Masons protect Masons. So that's the way that the driver gets out of a ticket. Now, that's not called justice.
This is so important. Do you have a website, Ralph?
Yes, www.ralph, Ralph-Epperson, E-P-P as in Peter, E-R-S-O-N. Ralph?
Yeah, I've got your phone number and things because we have a lot of people that are having troubles, you know, like with their right to travel and everything, and it seems like when we fight against them, it seems like we always lose.
Ma'am, please call me. Ma'am, if I may, write my phone number down and call me, please. We need to talk.
Okay, 1-800?
Yes, 422-3888.
1-800-422-3... What was the rest?
Okay, I'm giving you the last four numbers are 3-8-8-8. 800-422-3888.
Yeah, I ordered your book. I have your book, Morals and Dogmas, quite a few years back, and I read it. It's just really enlightening. So I'll call you because also we want to know, you know, there's a lot of people innocent in jail, and I read the Red Book, you know, if the judge's turn is ring a certain way and the prosecutor happens to be a Mason, they can either acquit or dismiss the case. Is that correct?
Well, ma'am, I can't say this directly because I've never seen it, but all I can tell you is that we know that Masons protect their brothers. There's a movie out about the murderer of Medgar Evers, who was a black leader, civil rights leader in the South. And the man who was charged with it is identified by name, his real-life name, in the movie. And he keeps telling everybody how he's going to get away from it. They've tried him 3 or 4 times, and every time they find him innocent. And the way that they reveal that the man is a Mason is the day that his chief witness, who says he was in another city, shows up. They're both wearing red blazers. And the red blazer is a symbol, it's the color red, is a symbol of the red fez worn by Shriners. So what they were doing was identifying to each other that they're Masons. And expert witness who said he was the murderer was in another city testifies that he was. He's wearing the red blazer, so he's identifying himself, and he's lying to protect the murderer, and the prosecuting attorney works around that and gets him to admit that he's lying. He's lying. The Mason was lying to protect his fellow Mason. This is called American justice.
Was that Mississippi Burning? Was that the title?
I think it was, Doctor. I've forgotten the name of it. Alex Baldwin was the prosecuting attorney. He was the star of the movie.
Right.
Yes. So how do we protect ourselves against the Masons? Can we have, if our justice system is corrupt, what can we do to correct it? Is there a way to correct it when they've lied about you and done all manners of evil when you're innocent? We have over 90% people innocent in jails now.
Well, I think that's maybe an exaggeration, but I'm sure there are innocent people in prison. and they know they're innocent. And of course, many times, of course, they cover for the satanic crimes. They just will not, of course, go after the people in the covens who commit terrible, terrible atrocities because they have friends at the highest level of government. Go right ahead, Marov.
Well, to answer the question, the only thing that I know about is that you can ask during the arraignment, when you're being tried, you can ask the judge if he's a member of the Masonic Lodge. And if he is, you want him dismissed because his oath that he took as a Mason is superior to his oath as a to the Constitution. And that's all I can suggest.
The important
I don't know if it'll work.
The important thing for our listeners to understand is you cannot have a free society when you have a secret organizations or where people's oath to these secret organizations supersedes their oath to God and to government. And you cannot maintain our freedom here because we have not only the Masons, we have other secret societies, and it's about time people understood that. And of course, our founding fathers understood this, and many of them, those who were not Masons, were very concerned about the Masonic influence. At one time, there was actually an anti-Masonic party back there in the 1830s running, concerned about Masonry, saying, we cannot preserve our freedom with the Masons here. Well, that's absolutely true. Because it was the Masons who took God and prayer out of our schools because they wanted to change our society. And boy, they've done a great job of it. Anything else, Yvonne?
No, thank you. I'm going to tell Ralph I'm going to call him off the air, okay?
All right, you do that. God bless. Well, Ralph, we've just got about 1 minute for you to wrap up the program.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you once again, Dr. Stan, for allowing me to say these things, because we need to know more about Masonry. Please get in touch with my website or call me. Let's talk, especially if you're a Mason. We need to talk.
Well, I appreciate it. And one more time, get your telephone number out there, Ralph.
800-422-3888. That's my home and business. Call anytime.
And we carry Ralph's books, certainly the New World Order, The Unseen Hand, and then Masonry, A Conspiracy Against Christianity. All of the books are important, but Ralph has other things as well. Anyway, we carry those books. Thanks, Ralph. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars and brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Ford, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. 303-931-9096.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning with Ralph Everson. Actually, we have certainly a DVD on masonry. It's entitled Masonry, Friend or Foe. We have a four-tape set on masonry. We have several books on masonry, Masonry Beyond the Light and others. You can certainly get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, goes into the background of masonry, goes into the secret oath they swear, and of course their allegiance to Lucifer. And most Masons don't understand, but masonry, like all of the other secret societies, and we're talking about the Rosicrucians, the Knights Templar, the Illuminati, all go back to this Gnostic belief, and the Gnostic belief was a repetition of the Kabbalist belief, and the Kabbalist belief was simply the codification of the religion, the beliefs of the ancient secret societies and the mystery religions. There is another dimension. You can tap into that dimension. You can get great knowledge. In fact, many of our great scientific studies and its accomplishments come out of the secret knowledge from the other dimension. But of course you're tapping into a very dangerous realm that could cost you your very soul. So understand that these things are real. Now there are other secret organizations or covert organizations. Here in America, one of them is The Family. It's fascinating. We carry a wonderful book by Jeff Charlotte, The Family. And then we have a four-tape set on The Family. What is The Family? Why, they're the people who put on the National Prayer Breakfast every year. And people come from all over America, go to the, used to call it the Presidential Prayer Breakfast, because the president's always there, but of course it's put on by an organization that has a different agenda and uses the background of Christianity, but it's not a Christian organization. It's all about power and transforming the world, and has very strong ties to what I consider very dark forces. And you've probably never heard about The Family, but we have a book, we have a four-tape set on The Family. Because we have information that you won't get elsewhere, and we hope that you'll want to get it through Radio Liberty. We have a new four-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. You need to get this information, and you need to help us get it out before people start taking this deadly vaccine. Why is it a deadly vaccine? Well, first of all, because it's not either been proven to be safe or effective. Well, they're testing it on people, yes, about 400 of them, but there are no adjuvants in the vaccine that they're testing. And it's the adjuvants, it's the mercury in there, and the other products, the aluminum and the squalene, that are going to get you into trouble. And so you need to know about these vaccines. They are dangerous, and you should not be taking them. And they put things in the vaccines in the past. They put in products, the human gonadotropin, to create abortions in women in third world countries. They added that to the vaccines. Certainly, there was a cancer virus that has killed millions of people. That was in the polio vaccine, the original polio vaccine. They knew contained live virus, and they put it out. Now, recently, of course, we know that that the vaccination process was used to spread hepatitis B, where 2 billion people contracted hepatitis B in third world countries because they just accidentally used the same needle over and over and over again. And 120 million people in China today have chronic hepatitis B because of the vaccination program. Do you really trust these people who really have a different agenda, who believe in population control? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
A message of hope. Miracles still happen today. Hear the amazing story of evangelist Samuel Santos and the many miracles he has experienced in his life. Your faith will be renewed by the testimony of God's power and love. At the age of 60, Sam fell on the ice and completely lost his memory. Through the healing touch of the Lord, his memory has been fully restored. Now, 19 years later, he has been called to begin revival meetings in small towns throughout Colorado. Come and receive the blessing the Lord has for you. We will be praying.